Darien is this gentleman right here.
This guy here, yeah. And he's also in
What's
Treme.
The name of the film?
The film is Big Words.
Big Words.
Yeah.
Renee from CNN, I wanted to know, was this film your concept?
Oh, no, not at all. It was Neil Drumming's idea.
Okay.
Brainchild of Neil. He just was lucky enough to hire me.
And what was the journey like for you? What was the experience like?
It was great. You know, we shot for about 2 weeks in Brooklyn last year, and it was a really wonderful experience. For me, it was like 10 blocks from my house. So.
Was it scripted?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Scripted.
In 2 weeks, that's amazing. That's really going in there and biting the meat off the bone.
Right.
How's your slam dance? Well, you hear the film lands, you get a, you know, a festival, and then how's your experience here?
So far, it's been great. My first time here, I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
And then what's the hope for the film? What's the end of the journey?
I think, you know, we're all hoping that people see it.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, that's the very least we can hope for. Right. Everything else is gravy, right?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right.
Hey, guys.
And this
guys.
Is Neil.
Hello, Neil. So nice to meet you, Renee, CNN. Tell me about the germ of how this idea was born, how it arrested you. As we know, as filmmakers, something takes hold. We have a million ideas that go through our minds, and then suddenly one thing just takes hold. What happened there for you?
Well, I used to be a journalist. I wrote a lot about rap music. I worked for Vibe. I also worked for Entertainment Weekly. But I've covered music my whole life. And then as I got to a certain age, I started to think about other like larger issues growing up, regret, things like that. And the two things sort of merged. I wanted to tell a story that was told from my context, but that was about my life. So I was trying to come up with something sort of universal, like, you know, like The Big Chill or like A Diner or Dazed and Confused, but for my generation and the kind of music that I love. And it just, it turned into this movie. And so that's really the germ of the idea.
So it became a story, not just a documentary capturing of basically real life things, but you actually wove in elements of, you know, storytelling.
Yeah,
and what is the fictional aspects of our real reality.
I had to fictionalize it because I just wanted, I don't know, I'm more at ease with that than if I was to try to present, you know, all aspects of the argument. It's better to just do characters, you know. It's easier for me, I guess, and more fun.
When did you hear that you were accepted into Slam Dance?
Oh, God, I think it was like around Thanksgiving.